Last night, post game, Paul Kornick was our one injury. He has a toe sprain. I've got no real update really on anybody else. We'll keep you posted on Wednesday.
Is that why Orlando went to right tackle for that one play? Because Paul wasn't available?
Yeah, I mean, we had to, actually, I think it was actually Lewis who got hurt, Vasquez,
right.
Right tackle. So, you know, we have, you know, kind of a, you know, routine that we would do if something happens in a game. We only go in with seven typically. So there's multi things. He had to leave for a play.
Yes. And was Kornick available then or no?
I don't believe so, because I think what happened was we put Orlando at right tackle. But I guess the answer to that would be no.
So if you win your fourth AFC West championship.
Yeah, we don't really get into that part, Mike. I appreciate that. But, you know, really it's just all our focus is on San Diego. We're not focused on anything else, division team, you know, somebody that we've already faced once this year. This time it'll be at their place. So we're looking forward to that challenge.
Coach, what words would you use to describe Philip Rivers as a quarterback?
Very good. I mean, he's had a very productive year, one of the better performing quarterbacks in the National Football League, ones we've seen. We've already got to play him once. But, you know, a pretty intense competitor. So we'll have our hands full for sure.
The last two games you guys have had three-plus takeovers, or excuse me, takeaways.
Yeah.
Was there, is it emphasis, is part of it just good fortune? What do you attribute it to the last two games of being able to get so many?
Well, I'm glad they're coming. They usually come in bunches. You know, you emphasize it every day, you know, in practice and in preparation. But, you know, sometimes it bounces funny. I can recall a couple weeks ago, you know, we knocked three in a row out and they all went out of bounds. So, you know, sometimes something happens where we had a sack fumble early in the year that they ruled it was him, his hand was moving forward. So you're just trying to get them loose, and then hopefully they fall your way. And fortunately for us yesterday, they fell our way.
Coach, do you guys have a sense of Emmanuel's toughness back in free agency, or is this something you, these games, these hits he's taking, but he shows that he still wants to be out there? You're kind of learning it this year, he has no before.
Yeah, I think, you know, you never, one thing on tape, you know, but when you're with a guy every day in the building, you know, the way they prepare, whether it's in the weight room, the training room, the meeting room, on the practice field, I think you learn to appreciate it more. But he's, you know, a tremendous competitor and works at it very hard. You know, I don't know that we knew all of that in free agency, but obviously we knew enough to like what we saw to sign him. So I think he's just built on that since he's been there.
You know, outside this building, people are never happy. Three weeks.
No.
Ago, 3 weeks ago, you weren't running enough.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's maybe some concern that you're running to the point that Peyton's out of rhythm. You know, he's huddling up. He's under center, and he's maybe negatively.
Well, let me just say that, you know, I can't think of another quarterback I'd rather have than Peyton Manning. I would remind everybody that whether it's 2 weeks, 3 weeks, at the end of the day, you know, we're not done with our body of work yet. We're just trying to win games. We've been blessed to have won three in a row. You know, we're going to have – we're lean on whatever we have to lean on. We're just trying to be efficient at both. If something else is created, you're either running it or you're throwing it. I think, you know, we're going to do what's necessary to win football games. It just so happens that over the last few weeks we've leaned a little more on one side. But as long as it's effective, that's what helps you win games. And so our passing game is fine. You never know. We might, you know, put our foot on the gas and throw it 50 times. So I can't really predict what's going to happen because a lot of it's based on what an opponent does and matchups. I mean, there's been injuries that have had something to do with it. You know, we went without Virgil Green for a 3 or 4 week period. We threw the ball more. All right, now, you know, we've lost a guy, you know, like Julius Thomas. Well, you know, some of that and part of coaching and part of putting together a game plan is utilizing your people to the best of your ability. So there's nothing wrong with our passing game. We've just ran it a little bit more over the last few weeks. Just like there was nothing wrong with our run game when, you know, people were blowing fuses on that. You know, we just happened to be throwing it more. So, you know, our goal is to be efficient at both. And everybody, you know, arm in arm moving forward to do that. And I think we're in a pretty good spot.